way it looks. They are 18-1 on the season. Their only loss to Lincoln Pius on December 29th, 48-46. Since then, they have won 12 games in a row and are 18-1 on the season. Their last outing was last Tuesday at Blair, and they beat Blair 57-39 on February 4th. They took care of Elkhorn 61-46. So this is one of the best. In fact, the number two ranked Gretna Dragons in Class B, one of the best Class B teams in the state. The Adams Central Patriots, of course, competing in Class B. And the districts for these two teams, of course, coming up later this month. But the 18-1 Gretna Dragons, the 13-6 Adams Central Patriots in our sixth game of the day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And Brad Feakin is the head basketball coach of the Gretna Dragons, a 1994 Hastings High School graduate. And his father was Dale Feakin, the former boys track and field coach back some years ago for Adams Central. And Brad, the head basketball coach of the Gretna Dragons. So a little hometown flavor. And there with Hastings High graduate Brad Feakin and his father, the former coach of track for the Adams Central boys. A couple of the wins this year for the Gretna Dragons. They defeated St. Cecilia. They came to St. Cecilia, beat the Blue Hawks on January 6, 43-40. Also had wins over Ravenna, 45-39. And Boys Town, 56-37. Boys Town just beating Ravenna in the game previous to this one. So it's Adams Central and Gretna. And we'll be back with the starting lineups. First quarter play-by-play after this 30-second timeout.
Business or running up the score, you can get hurt and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank for the Adams Central Patriots, the 6'2 senior Matt Obermiller, 6'2 senior Nick Stein, Calvin Ott, the 6'3 senior, Jake Fowler, the 5'10 sophomore, and Brady Barrett, the 6'1" junior. Again, Barrett, Stein, and Obermiller average in double figures for the 13-6 Adams Central Patriots. For the Gretna Dragons, expected to start Cole Spurgeon, a 6'3 senior, 14 points, 4 rebounds per game. Jarrett Bloom, 6'4 junior, 15 points, 6 rebounds per game. Sam Applegate, the 6'3" junior. Tanner Miller, 6' senior, averages 10 a game. And Tyler Ortlieb, a 6'1" senior. So 4 seniors and 3 seniors and 2 juniors, Bloom and Applegate, for the Gretna Dragons. 18-1 on the year, ranked number 2 in the Class B. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. The starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. So it's the Gretna will be the home team on the scoreboard in their home with white uniforms, and they kind of have the brown and green trim. Adams Central will have to be the traveling blue with the red and white trim and red and white numerals for the Patriots tonight, and Adams Central will shoot at the basket. Two are right in this first quarter. Overmiller, Stein, and Ashton Dirks getting the start tonight, not Jake Fowler. Ashton Dirks gets the start, the 5'11 senior for the Patriots. So Ashton Dirks in there with Ott, Stein, Overmiller, and Barrett. Cole Spurgeon, Jared Bloom, Sam Applegate, Tanner Miller, and Tyler Ortlieb for Gretna. This basketball game about ready to go. Here we go. The tip is controlled by Adams Central's Ashton Dirks as they'll shoot at the basket to our right. Gretna Dragons will come out in a man-to-man defense. And Adams Central trying to break a 3-game losing streak. Try to get off to a good start here tonight against the very good Gretna Dragons basketball team. Overmiller with it to Calvin Ott, deep on the left wing. The tight man-to-man defense by the Dragons. Brady Barrett will stop and pop for three. In the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Brady Barrett for three. And Adams Central off to the start. 3-0 over the Gretna Dragons. Front court now. The Dragons have the basketball. It's Jared Bloom. Bloom deep on the right wing. Patriots will start in on the man-to-man defense. Basketball now. Bloom deep in the corner. Driving is Tanner Miller. Dishes inside and the basket by Sam Applegate. Applegate with the score there for the Dragons. And it's 3-2 Adams Central. Front court. Brady Barrett for the Patriots. He will drive. Dish off to Ashton Dirks. He'll take a three. It's nothing but net. Ashton Dirks for three. So two threes for the Patriots, and they're up 6-2. Quickly front court, chop it up with the left hand, up and good by San Applegate. Applegate has two field goals. The Patriots have two threes. It's 6-4, Adams Central. We played about a minute and 20 seconds. Over Miller front court for the Patriots to Barrett. Long three in the air. Be off the backboard and rim. No good. A bound for it. Over Miller grabs it on the offensive board for the Patriots. Over Miller to Dirks. Top of the key, Ashton Dirks. Underneath to Nick Stein. He'll put a reverse layup up and good. Nick Stein with the field goal assist. Dirks, 8-4 Patriots. Quickly front court. Driving and dishing is Cole Spurgeon. Now the top of the key. It's Orton Lee. Tyler Orton Lee for the Dragons. They'll slow it up as Adam Central now. Falls into his own defense this time down the floor. From the wing, shot up and good for three, Cole Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon for three, and it's 8-7. Adam Central in his zone that time down the floor. 8-7 Patriots. Over Miller will drive, stop, shoot a 12-footer, going to be short. Pulled out of there by Cole Spurgeon of Gretna. Spurgeon will drive it into the offensive zone to our left, into the lane. This is in the corner. Tanner Miller has no shot, gives it up to Ortlieb. Now to Spurgeon, top of the key. Spurgeon now to Tyler Ortlieb, the 6'1 senior. Ortlieb to Spurgeon. Coming out now is Jared Bloom. On the right side to Ortlieb. Chop it up by Miller from the wing. Is up and good for three. Tanner Miller for three. These teams red hot. It's now 10-8 Dragons. There Dirks into the lane. Now to Barrett. Brady Barrett with the basketball. To Stein. Top of the key for three by Stein. Is off there. No good. The rebound pulled down by Jared Bloom of Gretna. Ortlieb front court for the Dragons. Leading 10-8. Cole Spurgeon to the baseline. Cut off there. Back out to Sam Applegate now to Ortlieb. Right in between the rings, right side to Sam Applegate. Inside to Bloom, turns and shoots from seven. Off there, no good. Calvin Ott with the rebound for the Patriots to Overmiller. Overmiller runs it into the scoring zone to our right. Gives it up now to Brady Barrett. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 10-8, Gretna. Stein with the basketball, inside to Barrett. He will drive, put up a scoop shot and score. Brady Barrett with five, and we're tied at 10. 10-10 in the first quarter of play. Front court, Ortlieb now to Applegate. Back to Ortlieb in the corner to Tanner Miller. Cross court pass to Cole Spurgeon. Eyes the three, takes it. Short off the rim, no good. Rebound Barrett. Brady Barrett for the Patriots into the scoring zone. All right, lost control of it. Off somebody's foot, off Barrett's foot and out of bounds. It'll be Dragons basketball. Mitch Dre, 6'4", in there for Gretna, their first substitution. Coming in for the Patriots, Blake Overmiller, 6 foot sophomore, Matt's brother, Ashton Dirks out, Blake Overmiller in. Also into the game, Dan Glather, 6 foot 1 inch, Gretna Dragon into the game. So Glather and Dre into the game for the Dragons. They have the ball, and we are tied at 10 with 4:22 to go in the first quarter. And the Patriots in a zone defense tonight, kind of a 1-2-2 zone. It's Glather in the corner now to Dre. They swing it around to Spurgeon on the right wing. To Mitch Dre. Top of the key for three. In the air, up, off there, no good. And the shot by Tanner Miller, but the offensive rebound of the Dragons. Pull down, it's Dre. He drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good. He hits the deck, and he's fouled in the play. A foul on the Patriots. Mitch Dre is going to go to the line to shoot two. And Overmiller picks up the foul, and we'll see. Jake Fowler is on the bench. He's not in uniform tonight, so... Apparently an injured Jake Fowler, not in uniform tonight for Adams Central. That's why Ashton Dirks started. And that's why Jake Fowler did not. Free throw up and good. The first two by Mitch Dre. 11-10 Dragons. So Jake Fowler on street clothes on the bench for Adams Central. Second free throw good by Dre. His first 2 points, 12-10. So the Patriots playing a little shorthanded. Matt Overmiller out. Ashton Dirks back in. So... Patriots lose one of their players in their rotation. Jake Fowler, the sophomore, on the bench in street clothes tonight. Brady Barrett double-teamed in the backcourt. Front court pass going to be picked off there by Dre. Turnover Patriots. Front court, it's Dre. Dishes in the corner, driving is Bloom. Pass underneath, shot put up and good by Mitch Dre. Dre has the last four for Gretna, and they're up 14-10. Barrett in the backcourt, double-teamed there. Front court pass to Overmiller in a timeout. Jack Foster of Adams Central. Brady Barrett was double-teamed at the timeline, so the Patriots... We'll keep the ball when we return from this timeout. 3:39 to go. First quarter. Gretna 14. Adams Central 10. Back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Adams Central jumped out to a quick 6-2 lead and led it also 8-4. Since then, the Dragons have outscored the Patriots 10-2, have a 14-10 lead with 3:39 to go in period number one. Patriots to inbound far sideline in the backcourt. They do to Blake Overmiller, a 6-foot sophomore, will dribble it across the timeline into the scoring zone to Stein. Stein to Barrett. Brady Barrett, man-to-man, threatening defense to Dirks. Will take the three from the wing. Off there, no good. They battle for it on the offensive board. Coming out of there, out is Blake Overmiller, tipped away from him. Grabbed by Cole Spurgeon. Driving is Spurgeon for the Dragons. Puts up the left-handed shot, no good. He's fouled by Nick Stein of Adams Central and Trent. Cole Spurgeon to go to the line to shoot two for the Gretna Dragons. Spurgeon has a three-point field goal in this game. Stein with the foul. Spurgeon to the free throw line. Spurgeon gets him 14 points, four rebounds a game, the 6'3 senior. Free throw up and in and out, no good. Missed the first. They'll have the second. Zach Hollister checked in for the first time for the Patriots, and Matt Overmiller. Nick Stein goes out. Blake Overmiller goes out. Sam Applegate checks back in, and Tyler Ortley, two starters back in the game for Gretna. And Glazer's out on the floor. Trent Spurgeon shooting free throws. And Mitch Dre still on the floor. Second free throw is in and out, and off there, no good. Wouldn't stay down for Spurgeon. Misses them both. 14-10 Dragons, and Brady Barrett into the front court for the Patriots to Overmiller. Adams Central down by four, 3:08 to go, first quarter. Overmiller on the baseline, back to Calvin Ott. Ott inside to Overmiller, lost control of it, but grabs it on the baseline. Shot is going to be off the side of the backboard, no good. They battle for it, coming out of there with it is Glazer for the Dragons. They run it into the front court. Spurgeon to the baseline, hit by Hollister. Offensive foul called on Trent Spurgeon. Zach Hollister goes down, and he stays down. He's waving to the bench that might need a little assistance. Hollister up. And I got a little hip shot there. Stein in, Hollister out. Not a foul there. Just lost out of bounds by Cole Spurgeon. It'll be Patriot ball, so no foul called there. Spurgeon just lost control of it out of bounds. Patriots inbound. Over Miller to Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. Dirks for the Patriots. Loops a pass down to Over Miller across the timeline. He goes to the floor, but regains possession of the basketball. Gives it up to Dirks. Very tight man-to-man defense for the Dragons. Inside to Ott. Back out to Overmiller. Left wing to Stein. Slashes to the bucket. Puts up a runner from five and scores. Nick Stein with four. 14-12. Gretna by two. Front court, Tyler Ortley to Trent Spurgeon for the Dragons. 2:22 to go. Period number one. Ortley left side now to Glazer. Inside. Dre's shot, but he traveled. Traveling call on Mitch Dre. Jarrett Bloom and Tanner Miller. Two starters back in for Gretna. Glazer goes out, and Cole Spurgeon gets his first rest. 14-12 Dragons, 2:19 to go first quarter. Adams Central will face full court pressure. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt, inbounded to Dirks. And the defense falls back. Steph Applegate guarding Dirks. They look for the trap of the timeline, don't get it. On court, Adams Central, Overmiller's pass is tipped out of bounds. Micah Lindblad into the ballgame for the first time for Adams Central, the 6'1" senior. Micah Lindblad in there. Overmiller inbounds to Stein. 14-12, Gretna. 2:05 to go first quarter. Stein to Micah Lindblad. Right side pass to Dirks. Top of the key to Stein. We'll take the three from there. In the hole, nothing but net. Seven for Nick Stein. Patriots back in front. 15-14, Adams Central by one. 1:50 to go first quarter. Ortley, front court to Sam Applegate. Applegate. The corner to Miller. Other corner to Dre. Cross-courts it back to Tanner Miller. To Ortley. To Applegate. Free throw line pass to Jarrett Bloom. He dish it around on the wing. Driving is Miller underneath to Applegate. Left-handed shot up and good. Sam Applegate with six this quarter. 16-15, Gretna. And these two teams can put some points on the board. Barrett, front court. He's double-teamed at the timeline. Shoots a pass over to Dirks on the far sideline, and Ashton saves it, and the Patriots control. Down by one with 1:14 to go in the first quarter. Dirks with it, right side to Barrett. Ortley guarding Brady Barrett. Barrett slashes for the bucket, puts up a scoop shot. It is good. Will it count? It goes down, and it should count. That'll be seven for Barrett. Field goal is good for Brady Barrett. 17-16 Patriots, and Barrett to the free throw line. Cole Spurgeon picks up his first foul. Brady Barrett will go to the line and try to complete the three-point play. Lindblad out, Calvin out in for Adams Central. 106 to go first quarter. 17-16 Patriots. Fierce pace up and down the floor of these two teams here in this first quarter. Barrett's free throw up and good. Barrett completes the three-point play, and he has eight, and the Patriots have 18. Barrett gets his first rest, and Zach Hollister, after banging up, looked like the hip on the play earlier, is back in, and he seems to be A-OK. 18-16 Patriots. 103 to go, period number one. Tyler Ort leads the senior, crosses the timeline for the Dragons of Gretna. Number two-ranked team in Class B, Adams Central. On the defense here, Ort lead with the basketball to Miller. On the baseline. Oh, way past Spurgeon. Drive, shoots, and scores. Cole Spurgeon has five, and we're tied at 18. 18-18 with 40 seconds to go in period number one. Matt over Miller for three. Off the backboard and rim. No good rebound. Ott, he shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Calvin Ott with the offensive rebound and basket. And he's fouled on the play, and the Patriots lead at 20-18. Calvin Ott will go to the line to try to complete another three-point play for the Patriots with 33 seconds to go. Ott's free throw is up, and it is good. Three-point play, Calvin Ott, his first 3 points. Adams Central leads 21-18 with 33 seconds to go. So up and down we go, 21-18. Then Glather back in for Gretna, and they will come the length of the floor here. Trending by three. Adams Central's biggest lead here was four. That's 6-2 and 8-4. It's now three with 25 seconds to go. Ortlieb has the basketball for Gretna. Adams Central, as Christian Hodson has checked in for the Patriots. It's in a zone defense here, a 1-2-2 zone. House pass underneath, shot put up. It's going to be off there, no good by Jared Bloom. Grabbed by Hollister. Tipped away from him and out of bounds. Off the Dragons, Tanner Miller with 9 seconds to go. Brady Barrett will check in. Ashton Dirks will check in. Patriots look to get a couple more three-point shooters in there in case they have to throw one up here at the end of this first quarter from three-point range. Hollister comes out of the game, and Christian Hodson will come out. Patriots have it at the far middle of the court. They inbound it over Miller to Barrett with 8 seconds to go. Barrett still in the backcourt now with 6 seconds to go across the timeline. 21-18. He's up to Stein. He'll take the three in the air. It's going to be off the backboard. No good. Shot put up by Overmiller after the fact will not count. That's the end of the first quarter of play. After one, Adams Central 21 and Gretna 18, back with period number two in 1 minute.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Up and down we went in that first quarter of play. Adams Central leads 21-18 over Gretna after the first quarter of play. Adams Central had a lead of 4 points on a couple of occasions. Gretna also led by four at 14-10. 8 for Brady Barrett, 7 for Nick Stein for the Patriots, 6 for Sam Applegate to lead to the Dragons, and they will have the ball. And Sam stands right in front of us to inbound the basketball to Tyler Ort lead for the Dragons to start the second quarter. Also on the floor, Jared Bloom, Trent Spurgeon, and Tanner Miller. Nick Stein, Calvin Ott, Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. 10 to start of the game, start the second quarter, Dragon basketball. Applegate with it on the wing to Tanner Miller. To Ortley, top of the key, Adams Central in his own defense here. Shot put up is going to be good. It will count in a basket by Jared Bloom, and he's fouled in the play. We'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play and tie this thing up, 21-20. First bucket of the game for Bloom, and he averages 15 a contest. His first field goal. Calvin Ott picks up the foul, his first, and Jared Bloom to the line to try to complete this three-point play and tie things up, and he does. It's a three for Bloom, and we're tied at 21. The second quarter. Adam Central will throw the basketball in here. Throw it away as they try to get it inbounds, and Gretna is going to take over, so the Patriots throw it away on the inbounds pass, and it'll be Gretna inbounding the ball here from underneath their own basket. Tied at 21, inbounded to Bloom, to Spurgeon. Underneath pass, deflected and stolen by Brady Barrett, so the defense there, the good hands by Barrett, gets the deflection and runs the ball down, picks it up for the Patriots. We're tied at 21, 30 seconds into period number two. Tipped away by Spurgeon, the steal by Cole Spurgeon. He will drive, dishes to Ortlieb. He drives, blocked out of there by Nick Stein. Blocked out of bounds by Nick Stein on the left-handed shot by Tyler Ortlieb. The Patriots turn it over, but Stein on the block there shoves it out of bounds, and it'll be Gretna throwing it in. We're tied at 21-21. Mounting the ball is going to be Miller, does to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon with the basketball, dribbles it to the top of the key now to Sam Applegate. Applegate with the ball, Ott picks him up to Miller. To Spurgeon, inside to Bloom, works on Stein, turns to his left, puts it up from 12, no good, tipped around, grabbed around, Barrett tips it to Overmiller, and Overmiller tries to get rid of the ball, and he's fouled from behind by the Gretna Dragons, Tyler Ortlieb. First foul on Ortlieb. Three team fouls on each team. We're tied at 21, 7 minutes to go before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime program will be coming up at halftime. 7 minutes to go in period number two. Brady Barrett, 13-footer in the air off the rim. No good rebound by Spurgeon of Gretna. Cole Spurgeon controls the basketball into the offensive zone. Drive it all the way into the lane. Put up the shot on the run. It goes down, but it will not count. An offensive foul called on Cole Spurgeon, and that's his second of the quarter and second of the game. The offensive foul on Cole Spurgeon. So Gretna will turn the ball over on the offensive foul, and it'll be Patriot basketball. We're tied at 21-21 with 6:41 to go. Game number six of the Heartland Events, Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island. There's a pass to Dirk, tipped away from him, trying to save it, but cannot do it, is Jared Bloom. High school basketball here tonight on your ESPN Superstation, KXPN 1460 Kearney, 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. Side to Calvin Ott. Double team there. Back out to Dirks. Takes the three in the air. Off the iron. No good. The rebound by Applegate of Gretna. Gretna will move it into the offensive zone. Cole Spurgeon now to Ortlieb. Right side to Tanner Miller for the Dragons. Patriots again playing his zone here. 1-2-2 zone. Inside pass. Back out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Ortlieb. To Applegate. Top of the key. Takes the shot. Going to be off the iron. No good. Tanner Miller flies in there to try to get the offensive rebound. Can't do it, and he hits the floor. He's okay, and he knocked it out of bounds. Blake Overmiller, the 6-foot sophomore in for Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. So it's Blake Overmiller, Matt Overmiller, the brothers, Barrett, Stein, and Ott for Adams Central. 6:01 to go before halftime. We're tied at 21. We have had no points for the Patriots in this quarter. Mounted to Blake Overmiller. 3-point play for Gretna. Stein, front court to the baseline. 13-footer going to be short off the rim. No good. The deflection goes to Cole Spurgeon. He runs it for Gretna into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Ortlieb. Puts up the shot. Short. No good. Rebound Stein. Stein for Adams. Settle to Barrett. To the timeline. Crosses it into the scoring zone. Brady Barrett into the lane. Slices. Shot up. No good. An offensive foul on Brady Barrett. Knocks down a dragon and an offensive foul on Barrett. Foul on Barrett gives the basketball back to the Dragon. Hectic pace through the first. 10 minutes and 19 seconds, 5:41 to go into the game. Dan Glather, 6'1", Gretna Dragon, and also Mitch Gray, 6'4". Out is Ortlieb, and out is Applegate. 5:41 to go before halftime. Adams Central 21, Gretna 21. So the point's not as fast and furious in the second quarter. In fact, the Patriots haven't scored. Gretna has only three. We're tied at 21. Spurgeon now to Glather, back to Cole Spurgeon. To Tanner Miller, near the top of the key for three. Nothing but net there. Tanner Miller, his second three. He has six, and it's 24-21, Gretna. Front court, Overmiller to Overmiller. Map to Blake. Blake Overmiller gives up his dribble. Bounce pass to Ott. Calvin Ott for the Patriots. Right side pass to Matt Overmiller on the wing. Off inside now to Overmiller. Turns, shoots, scoring is Calvin Ott. Excuse me, Ott inside scores. He has five, 24-23, and a turnover on the Dragons. They lose it at the timeline. Patriots will get the ball on a turnover as Tyler Ortley checks back in for Gretna. Ashton Dirks back in for Adams Central. Dirks in for Matt Overmiller. So it's Blake Overmiller, Ashton Dirks, Calvin Ottley, Brady Barrett, and Nick Stein for the Patriots. 24-23 Gretna. Exactly 5 minutes to go before halftime. Dirks right side to Stein. Man-to-man defense all evening long for the Dragons. To Dirks, slashes into the lane, hop step, fakes, shoots from 7 feet, no good. The rebound to Dre. It's Dre to Spurgeon. Front court pass now to Tanner Miller. Gives it back up to Bloom. Top of the key to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon, the 6'3" senior, gives the basketball up to another senior, Tyler Ortley. He's swinging against this zone. Back to Ortley. Bounce pass baseline. Back out to Miller for three in the air. Off this time. Offensive rebound, Jared Bloom puts the shot up from inside. Good. It will count, and he's fouled on the play. Jared Bloom uses that 6'4" frame for the field goal. He's fouled on the play, and it's 26-23. So Bloom back to the line to try to complete his second three-point play of this quarter. He has five all this quarter. And Overmiller back in for Adams Central. And going out is Nick Stein. Jared Bloom at the free throw line for the Dragons. It's 26-23 Gretna. Bloom has all five of his points this quarter. Make it six. Makes the free throw. Second three-point play of the quarter and of the game for Jared Bloom. 27-23. Gretna with the lead. They have a four-point lead. This has been their biggest lead. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team has been four. And Blake Overmiller travels. Adam Sindel calls a timeout. Excuse me, no travel on Overmiller, but a timeout Adam Sindel. So we'll take one with 4:08 to go in the second quarter. Gretna 27, Adam Sindel 23. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Gretna has got another four-point lead here. It's 27-23 Dragons. In period number two, Adams Central had a 6-2 and 8-4 lead in the first quarter. The Dragons 14-10 in the first quarter. We were at a 21-18 Patriot lead after the first quarter of play. Gretna tied it at 21, went up 24-21, 24-23, 26-23. It's now 27-23 as Jared Bloom has a couple of traditional three-point plays, the basket and one in this quarter. For the Dragons, he has six of their 9 points this quarter. The Patriots have scored only 2 points this quarter. And trail it now, 27-23, as Blake Overmiller will inbound on the far sideline right in front of the Gretna bench for the red, white, and blue of Adams Central. Game number 6 of 8 here. Up next, Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. Number 1, Norfolk Catholic. Number 2, Central Catholic in the Class C1 rankings. That's coming up next here on the ESPN Superstation. Ashton Dirks for Adams Central controls the basketball. Pass underneath is going to be stolen by Spurgeon. Errant pass there, but the Patriots. Spurgeon will drive. Bounce pass is kicked out of bounds by Ashton Dirks. The Patriots stop that fast break. They boot it out of bounds. It'll be the Dragons to play it in. Cole Spurgeon will inbound on the far sideline in the corner near the Patriot bench. And he does between the rings to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller for the Dragons. They'll set up against this 1-2-2 Patriots zone defense here. They've been in this defense the second quarter of play. Spurgeon now to Miller. The corner to Dre. 13-footer. In and out. No good. Calvin Ott pulls it out of there for the Patriots to Blake Overmiller. Pounded there by Dre. Gives it up to Brady Barrett. The Patriots still in the backcourt, but now will control it across the timeline with 3:18 to go before halftime. Brady Barrett will drive. Stop. Put up a under shot is good. Brady Barrett with 10. 27-25, a slash and a score for Barrett. Front court, Tanner Miller for the Dragons to Spurgeon. To Glaither, back to Spurgeon. To Miller, three, it's up, it's off the iron, no good, gets his own long rebound there. Spurgeon for three. That one's going to be in and out of there. It'll go down. Ott pulls another rebound down for Adams Central. 27-25, Gretna. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Lady Bear for the Patriots. Into the offensive zone, gets the screen to the free throw line. Dishes on the wing to Blake Overmiller. Blake now with a couple left-handed dribbles. Gives up the dribble. Inside to Ott. Calvin faces the basket, cross court to Ashton Dirks, top of the key, Matt Overmiller for three. In the air, off there, no good. The rebound pulled down by Dan Glather of Gretna to Miller. Front court to Spurgeon. Pulls Spurgeon with it now to Tanner Miller. To Spurgeon. 2:18 to go before halftime. Cole Spurgeon with it. Decide to Bloom. Double team there, back out to Miller. He has no shot. Tanner Miller with it. Now to Cole Spurgeon. Nice pass to Miller as the Dragons work against this Patriots zone. Tanner Miller in the corner to Spurgeon. Drives the baseline. Puts up the shot with the left hand and scored. Nice drive and bucket. Cole Spurgeon, he has seven. 29-25. Gretna by four. And that's the largest lead by either team in the ballgame. 4 points. Barrett, front court. Behind the arc will slash. Put up the scoop shot. Going to be no good. Rebounded out of there by Glather. Glather now to Spurgeon for the Dragons. Front court to Tanner Miller. Miller now will slow it up, dribbles it up, back out between the basketball rings for the Dragons with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Inside to Bloom. Lost control, goes to the floor, passes it back out to Miller for three in the air. Out of there, no good. They battle for it. Bloom goes high to get the offensive rebound, and he's tied up on the play. Jarrett Bloom goes over Ashton Dirks to get that offensive rebound. He's tied up on the play. All in the possession goes to Adams Central, so the Patriots with control. As Nick Stein comes back in, Zach Hollister in for the Patriots. Tyler Ortlieb in for the Gretna Dragons. 1:18 to go before halftime. 29-25. Gretna with the lead. Patriots off since Thursday night. Dragons haven't played since Tuesday. Getting ready for this game with Adams Central at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Barrett with the basketball near the timeline for Adams Central with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Patriots down by four. They try to break a three-game losing streak. Barrett for three, going to be well short. No good air ball there. Tip to Bloom for Gretna. Gives it up in the backcourt to Cole Spurgeon. Gretna on a 12-game winning streak. Their only loss on December 29th. They haven't lost in calendar 2011 yet. 12 wins in a row. Their loss was to Lincoln Pius by two on December 29th. The Gretna Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Dragons and Brad Thiekin looks like they want to hold here the final 25 seconds. Slowing things way down here in this second quarter with a 4-point lead. And Tanner Miller just dribbles it near the timeline casually. Gives it up now to Cole Spurgeon with 14 seconds to go. Gets final instructions from Coach Brad Thiekin. And Spurgeon now with 8 seconds to go in the top of the key. Right side to Miller. Takes the three from the wing. Rolls out of there. No good. Bloom goes high. Shoots and scores. Offensive rebound. Basket, Jarrett Bloom. He has 8 this quarter. Patriots throw it up at the buzzer, but not close. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Largest lead of the night by either team. And the Gretna Dragons lead it here at halftime. Our score, Gretna 31. Adams Central 25. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
It's Gretna 31, Adams Central 25 here at halftime of game number 6 of the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Event Center in the Grand Island. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Adams Central down to Gretna by 6, 31-25. High school basketball here this evening on your ESPN Superstation. That's 1550 KICS Hastings and 1460 KXPN in the Kearney. And we are also scheduled, if we're not yet, that we are all scheduled to also be on KKPR sister station. That's 98.9 FM, KKPR FM, Classic Hits. When the conclusion of the wrestling district is taken care of with Doug Duda from Amherst, that District 3 wrestling tournament final day today. And we'll also be on 98.9 with the rest of this ball game and the final two ball games of the evening, all eight games today here on the ESPN Superstation, with this game now at halftime with Gretna leading Adams Central by the score of 31-29. Biggest lead of the night for either team here in this halftime intermission by the Gretna Dragons. Adams Central had a couple of four-point leads in the first quarter of play, jumped out to a 6-2, then 8-4 lead. Gretna had the lead 14-10 in the first quarter. Adams Central then led 21-18 after the first quarter, so not a good offensive quarter by Adams Central. Period number two, nets only two-point field goal for the Patriots. They're shooting the ball well in the first quarter at 21 points, but not so in the second. Adams Central held to only 4 points in the second quarter. They're outscored 13-4 in the second quarter, and their three-point first quarter lead becomes a six-point deficit for the Patriots to the Gretna Dragons here at halftime. It's 31-25 Gretna here at halftime. The Patriots outscore the Dragons 21-18 in the first, but Gretna comes back to outscore Adams Central 13-4 in the second quarter, and it's Gretna 31 and Adams Central 25 here at halftime. Before the Adams Central Patriots, they are being led in scoring by Brady Barrett with 10. He had 8 in the first quarter, only 2 in the second. He has 10. Nick Stein with all 7 of his points in the first quarter. 5 for Calvin Ott, and a 3-point field goal for Ashton Dirk. So 4 Patriots score, 10 for Barrett, 7 for Stein, 5 for Ott, 3 for Dirk. The Patriots playing without Jake Fowler. He's in street clothes, and do not know the extent, if it is indeed an injury, but Fowler not playing tonight. Usually starts for Adams Central, but he's not in there for the Patriots here this evening. Matt Overmiller, the starter, has not scored. Zach Hollister played. He didn't score. And Christian Hodson also played, and the Michael Lindblad, but they did not score. 10 for Barrett, 7 for Stein, 5 for Ott, and 3 for Ashton Dirks. For the Gretna Dragons, they're led in scoring by Jarrett Bloom, their leading scorer on the season of 15 a game. Has 8 in the first half. He had none in the first quarter, but 8 in the second quarter. Had a couple of traditional three-point plays, the basket and one. Made the free throws, also had a 2-point field goal. 8 for Bloom, all in the second quarter. 7 for Cole Spurgeon, had 5 of those in the first quarter. 6 apiece for Tanner Miller and Sam Applegate, and 4 off the bench for Mitch Dre for the Dragons, all in the first quarter. Starting point guard Tyler Ortenlieb has not scored for the Dragons. And Dan Glaither has also played, but he hasn't scored for the Dragons. And Brad Beacon. Beacon, the 1994 Hastings High graduate, and coaching the Gretna Dragons, so we have a little Hastings flavor, more Hastings flavor added to this particular game here in Grand Island at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. So it's 8 for Bloom, 7 for Spurgeon, 6 for Tanner Miller, 6 for Sam Applegate, and 4 for Mitch Dre for the Dragons. They have 18 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, 31 here at halftime. They are 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Adams Central is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Patriots trail it 31-25 here at halftime. The Gretna Dragons, again, the number 2 ranked team in Class B. They are 18 and 1 on the season. They will be playing Tuesday night hosting Omaha Scutt. They'll be home next Friday, the 18th, against Norris, conclude the regular season on February 22nd at Omaha Gross Catholic. Adams Central, again, as we say, trying to get rid of a three-game losing streak will be at Kearney Catholic next Friday. We'll conclude the regular season 1 week from tonight at home against Hastings High. So a city battle next Saturday with Hastings High going to Adams Central after the Patriots go to Kearney Catholic next Friday night. So far today here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, this is game number 6 of 8. In the first game back at 9 o'clock this morning in overtime, Ventura beat Sandy Creek 46-40. Second game went to Sutton over Pierce 44-39. In game number 3, it was the number 1 ranked team in C2, the Fremont Bergen Knights, defeating C1's number 8, Kearney Catholic. Fremont Bergen 63, Kearney Catholic 50. 2:15 game, Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Milford. That's two teams ranked in the top 10 in C1. Number 4, St. Cecilia beats number 6, Milford. The Blue Hawks 52 and Milford 45 in that contest. 16 for Zach Stirrup, 16 for Cesar Tino, and 12 for Mike Hannon for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia as they defeated Milford 52-45. The game preceding this one goes to Boys Town, 7th ranked in Class B over C2's number 2 team, Ravenna, 67-53. The Ravenna Blue Jays gave Boys Town all they wanted, but Boys Town beats Ravenna 67-53. Still coming yet tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. That's number 1 versus number 2 in Class C1. Norfolk Catholic is rated number 1. Central Catholic is rated number 2. That'll be a 7:30 game. And then the final game of the day at 9:15 will be Grand Island Senior High, the Islanders, taking on the Ralston Rams. And you can hear those games also here on the ESPN Superstation and on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM, one of our sister stations. Here at halftime, Gretna 31, Adams Central 25. We'll be back with the second half after this 1 minute timeout.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and there's no better way to say I love you more than a rack of ribs from Hastings' newest barbecue spot, the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Get a whole rack of delicious smoked roasted ribs for only $13.75, or a half rack for only $9.25, with your choice of two delicious sides and barbecue sauce. Nothing says I love you more than a rack of ribs from the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, located across from Dairy Queen next to Express Mart in Hastings.
Teams back out on the floor. The Gretna Dragons just getting out here, and less than a minute to go before this third quarter is to begin. Well, as you know, classes C and D for the girls begin sub-district play next week. We'll follow our local and area teams on our family stations at Flat River Radio, and sub-district play tournament time coming next week for the girls in classes C and D. It's 31-25. Gretna leading Adams Central here at halftime. The Patriots led by as many as 4 a couple of times. This is the biggest lead of the evening for the Gretna Dragons. 6 points here at halftime. And the Dragons will send out Jared Bloom. He comes out on the floor with Tanner Miller, Sam Applegate, Tyler Ortlieb, and Cole Spurgeon. By the start of the game for the Dragons, they have a 6-point lead. Brady Barrett will come out. Ashton Dirks, Nick Stein, Matt Overmiller, and Calvin Ott for the Patriots. It'll be Gretna basketball. They'll shoot at the basket to our right. They'll have it, throw it in at the timeline right in front of us here. The Heartland Events Center. And third quarter underway. Gretna with the lead, 31-25. The Patriots will again come out in a 1-2-2. We'll have Nick Stein at the top of this zone defense. They've been in the zone most of the evening. And the Patriots starting in the zone this quarter. Inside to Bloom, back out to Applegate. To Miller, to Ortlieb, now to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon with the top of the key to Ortlieb. Now to Tanner Miller. Miller, the 6-foot senior. Ortlieb to Spurgeon. Takes the three from the wing. Long and off, no good. Rebounded by Barrett of Adams Central. 31-25. Gretna, first minute of period number 3. Barrett into the lane. Dishes on the wing to Stein for 3 in the air. Off the backboard and rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Calvin Ott. Lost control, tipped away, stolen by Miller. Miller to Ortlieb. Dragons drive. Ortlieb, scoop shot up. It'll roll down and good. It counts. He's fouled by Ashton Dirks. Tyler Ortlieb gets his first field goal scores, hit the floor, but he was fouled in the play by Dirks. The basket will count. Dirks commits the foul, and it's now 33-25 as Gretna increases that lead up to 8. 7:18 to go, third quarter, and Tyler Ort lead. Try for this three-point play as the Dragons get out and run and score. Ort leaves free throw. Is up, and it is good. Three-point play. 34-25, Dragons slowly pulling away here. They're up by 9 early in the third. Knocked away from Barrett in the backcourt. Tipped away, and a foul going to be called. Trying to get the steal with Tanner Miller. But he got the part of the hand to Brady Barrett, and the foul going to be called on Tanner Miller. That's his first. And the first of the half on the Dragons, and Dirks inbounds to Barrett, back to Dirks. Patriots down by 9, and they're in a situation where they can't let this get too far out of reach here in this third quarter. We played only a minute of the third, but the Patriots down by 9. Over Miller. They lost control of the ball and traveled. That's going through some traffic. Lost control and traveled. Turnover Patriots. Basketball to the Dragons. Wardley inbounds to Tanner Miller. And Gretna will control, and they'll slowly bring it across the timeline. Tyler Ort lead. The senior dribbles it into the scoring zone to Tanner Miller, deep on the left wing. Applegate out of Ort lead. Right side to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon with it. Applegate to Spurgeon on the right wing to Sam Applegate. Cross courts it in the corner to Miller, inside to Bloom. Double, triple team there to Ort lead. Ort lead to Spurgeon. Drives it right of the free throw line. Cross courts it to Miller. Tanner drives, puts up the shot on the run, and loft the glass and rim and good. Tanner Miller has 8. And it's 36-25. Gretna by 11. Front court over Miller to Dirks. Patriots down by 11. To Stein. Back to Dirks. Takes the three. Be an air ball. No good. Barrett tries to save it. Does, but it goes to Tanner Miller. Miller for the Dragons. Runs it into the offensive zone. Stops. Right side pass to Spurgeon. Into the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Applegate. Nice speed there by Spurgeon. Applegate scores his 8th, and Adams Central gets a timeout. 38-25. 5:56 to go. The Dragons have scored the first 7 of this third quarter. Have increased their lead up to 13. It's Gretna 38. Adams Central 25. We will take a timeout. With Gretna up by 13, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Gretna Dragons have moved their lead up to 13 points here, 38-25 with 5:56 to go in this third quarter. 7 points already in this quarter by the Dragons, none for the Patriots. In fact, Adams Central has scored only 4 points since the end of the first quarter, had 4 in the second quarter. First couple of minutes of this third quarter have not dented the scoreboard, and they're down by 13. They will have the basketball when they come out of this timeout. Dirks comes out along with Barrett, Ott, Stein, and Overmiller. Patriot ball, they'll come the length of the floor, and they are down by 13 and have to get some offensive production here soon. Poured in 21 in the first quarter, hit some threes early, but have not had a three since period number one. Dirks with the basketball. On the wing now to Overmiller. Matt Overmiller for Adams Central. Top of the key to Ashton Dirks. Slashes in the lane. Left-handed shot blocked out of bounds by Sam Applegate. And Dirks headed for the hoop there. Put up the left-handed shot. It was knocked out of bounds, blocked out of bounds by Sam Applegate. The Patriots will throw it in. Underneath their own basket, Brady Barrett will toss it in to Nick Stein. Stein for the Patriots. Now to Overmiller. To Dirks. Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. To Stein. Nick between the rings, top of the key now to Dirks. Back to Stein. Defense by Spurgeon. Stein left wing to Overmiller to the baseline. His pass is going to be deflected, tipped around, grabbed by Barrett for Adams Central. Patriots save that turnover. Overmiller with it. Deep on the left wing now to Stein. 25 feet from the basket. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Stein will take an 18-footer, going to be short. No good. The rebound out of there by Jared Bloom. Bloom controls down the backcourt, gives it up to Tanner Miller. And Miller slowly into the front court for the Dragons. Under 5 to play, 38-25. Patriots scoreless in this third quarter. after getting only 4 points in the second quarter. Spurgeon gets the screen, 15-footer in the air. Rolls off there, no good. Stein with the rebound for the Patriots. Out to Dirks. Patriots run from right to left. Dirks' pass is stolen by Miller. He tried to loop a pass, but Miller grabbed it and stole it. His shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. Brady Barrett turning the play. So the steal there, but no finish there by Tanner Miller. Blake Overmiller comes in for Adam Settle for Ashton Dirks. Jack Hollister checks in for the Patriots. Sam Applegate goes out, and Mitch Dre comes in for the Dragons. Matt Overmiller out, Jack Hollister in. So Blake Overmiller and Zach Hollister in, and inbounding the ball in the lane to Bloom. Puts up the shot, rolls off, no good, but he's fouled. Jared Bloom works his way free on the inbound play. Will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on the Patriots. It's on Brady Barrett. That's his second. To the line to shoot two is Jared Bloom. 15 points, 6 rebounds a game for Jared, and he has a good rebounder's physique there. He's put together pretty well. Jared Bloom missed the first, will shoot the second. This one's up and good, 39-25. The lead now up to 14, and that's 9 for Bloom. 8-0 run this quarter by Gretna. And they lead by 14. Barrett, front court to Hollister. Zach will take the three from the wing. Going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound by Spurgeon. Three on none on the other end. Driving and putting up the shot and scoring is Mitch Dre. And he's fouled in the play. Dre to the line. Trying to complete yet another three-point play for the Dragons. It's 41-25. Hollister picks up the foul. That's the first on Zach and to the free throw line. Here's Mitch Dre. He has 6 in the game. Will try to complete a three-point play here. Shot put up, and it is going to be good. Nothing but the bottom of the well. 7 there. 42-25 for the lead up to 17 with 4:13 to go. Blake Overmiller across the timeline for Adams Central. Double team there. Loops the pass to Stein. Tipped away and stolen by Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon will drive, shoot, and score. On the steal and score, Spurgeon has 9. And the Patriots now down by 19. Again, they have not scored this quarter. Had only 4 points in the second quarter. Barrett front court to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller double team gives it up to Zach Hollister. He's double teamed. The defensive Gretna all over the place. Brady Barrett between the rings. Top of the key. Long three in the air. Going to be off there, no good. Off the hand of Calvin Ott. Going for the basketball with Stein, and he grabs it for Adams Central. Nick Stein in the corner to Hollister. Drives the baseline. Double team there, has nowhere to go. Lost control out of bounds, but it was deflected out of bounds by a Dragon. Timeout on the floor. Adams Central wants a timeout with 3:28 to go. Adams Central has fallen 19 behind. We'll take a timeout. 3:28 to go. Third quarter. Gretna 44. Adams Central 25. Back in 30 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Gretna has moved its lead up to 44-25 with 3:28 to go in this third quarter. They've outscored Adams Central 13-0 here in this third quarter of play. Blake Overmiller to throw it in for the Patriots underneath his own basket. Adams Central with the basketball. Overmiller looks. He throws it long. It's going to be picked off by Ortley. Tyler Ortley with the steal. Another turnover, Patriots. Spurgeon drives, shoots, misses. He's fouled by Nick Stein. Cole Spurgeon to the free throw line. The Patriots turning the basketball over. They're being beaten up and down the floor by the Dragons. And Cole Spurgeon, the line to shoot 2. He has 9 on the evening. Allen scoring for the Dragons. That's 10 for Spurgeon, 45-25. Zach Hollister and Blake Overmiller out for Adams Central. 10 for Spurgeon, 9 for Jared Bloom, 8 for Sam Applegate, 8 for Tanner Miller, 7 for Mitch Dre. Spurgeon's second free throw is down. He has 4 this quarter, 11 in the game, and it's 46-25. 3:23 to go to the timeline. The pass to Hollister gives it up to Barrett. Barrett double team there. Back to Hollister. Zach on the baseline. Puts up the shot. Going to be short. Gets his own rebound. Shoots and scores. Zach Hollister working the offensive boards and scores. And the Patriots finally get on the board in this third quarter at the 3:12 mark. They're down by 19, 46-27. With the basketball's Mitch Gray to Spurgeon to the baseline. His defender goes down, but he has no shot. Lathan out to Ortlieb, to Bloom. Bloom to Trent Spurgeon. Spurgeon drives into the lane, shot short. Player goes down, offensive foul called on Cole Spurgeon. It's going to be his third, and they'll give the basketball to the Patriots on the offensive foul on Cole Spurgeon of the Gretna Dragons. But they still have a 46-27 lead with 2:47 to go, third quarter of play. Patriots will come the length of the floor here, and that Overmiller will face a little backcourt pressure. Inbounded to Nick Stein. Stein for the Patriots. Front court pass to Brady Barrett. Barrett for the Adams Central Patriots. 13-6 on the year. Stein, crossover dribble, takes the shot. No good. Long rebound to Tanner Miller. Miller for the Dragons. Quickly across the timeline. Into the offensive zone. Right side pass to Bloom. He'll take the shot from three in the air in the hole. Jarrett Bloom for three. That's 12 for Bloom. And it's 49-27. The Dragons destroying the Patriots here in this third quarter. They're now up by 22 with 2:14 to go. Trapping pressure and tipped away. Another turnover. Adam Sutter. Bloom grabs the ball. Running it is Miller. Baseline shot up and good by Tanner Miller. 10 for Miller. 51-27. Quickly Ott front court. He shoots, scores. He's fouled. Calvin Ott with the field goal and one here. He'll go to the line for Adams Central. 51-29. Tanner Miller picks up the foul. His second foul and Calvin Ott to the line. For Adams Central, he has seven. Into the game, Dan Glather. For the Dragons, into the game also for the Dragons. Coming in for the first time, Andrew Jensen, 6'2". For Adams Central, Ashton Dirks into the game. Nick Stein out. 1:59 to go, and the Dragons with the big lead here of 22. Ott's free throw up and good. Three-point play for Ott, 51-30. Dragons by 21 points. Tanner Ortlieb, front court for the Gretna Dragons. Good ball game the first quarter. Three-point game. Adams Central had the lead, but not much offense since for the Patriots, and Dragons' pressure has hurt the Patriots a lot here. Shot put up and good. Andrew Jensen with the field goal. So quickly off the bench and a field goal for Jensen. 53-30, Dragons pretty much scoring at will, forcing turnovers. And they have blown this one open, and there is going to be a foul called on the Dragons away from the basketball. Like Jarrett Bloom. No, excuse me, Mitch Gray picks up the foul. Patriots will play it in with 1:30 to go in period number three, 53-30. Favor of the Dragons. Adam Central, 4 points in the second quarter, 5 here in the third. That's it, folks. I don't mean to harp on it, but that they've only had 9 points in the middle two quarters. And the Dragons have pulled away in this one. Pass inside now to Barrett. Brady Barrett working inside the lane now. Dishes back out to Dirks, inside to Ott. Calvin turns, shoots a 7-footer and good. Calvin Ott turnaround jump shot is good. 53-32 in favor of the Dragons with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. 21 points. Gretna Dragon lead. They are showing us why they are the number two team in Class B. It's only one loss in the season. That was back in December. Jarrett Bloom with it. Top of the key to Ortlieb, tipped away by Overmiller. Barrett grabs a turnover. Gretna basketball. Dirk front court to Overmiller. He will drive, shoot, and score. Matt Overmiller, his first field goal of the game. 53-34. Overmiller averages 11, has only two tonight. And with 35 seconds to go, the Dragons are going to pull it out and slow things up. Brad Tekins has slowed things down, Dragons. We don't need to score unless we get a layup here before the end of this third quarter, leading 53-34 with 24 seconds to go, period number three. And Glather with it near the timeline. Stein picks him up there to Ortlieb. Basis from going across the timeline and a timeout called by Brad Feakin of the Gretna Dragons. So we'll take a timeout with 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Gretna 53, Adams Central 34, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
17.7 seconds to go in this third quarter. Gretna with the 53-34 lead. They will have the basketball setting up this final play of period number three. Mitch Dre will throw it in on the far sideline, about in front of the scorer's table. He does into the backcourt to Cole Spurgeon, and Cole will control for the Dragons. And he'll run this offense for the final 12 seconds of the third quarter of play. Adam Sutherland in a 1-2-2 zone. Spurgeon, the basketball, top of the keeper, Bloom. He steps up, takes the three off the front iron, no good. Rebounding attempt and shot there by Ortlieb is short and goes out of bounds. Off Tyler, it'll be Adam Sutherland basketball. Brady Barrett back in for Adams Central. And they'll come the length of the floor. They have 3.2 seconds to do it. Inbound to Dirks. He gets to the timeline. Heaves it from there off the backboard and rim. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. And the Gretna Dragons have pulled away from the Adams Central Patriots after three. Gretna 53. Adams Central 34. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. And this year, open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Adams Central has the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they're down by 19 to Gretna, 53-34. Ashton Dirks to Brady Barrett. The Patriots start with the ball in period number four. Tipped away from Barrett. He goes to the floor, tries to save it. He's tied up in the play, alternate possession. Will go to the Gretna Dragons, up by 19, just underway in the fourth quarter. Dragons outscore the Patriots 22-9 in the third. They've outscored Adams Central 35-13 in the middle two quarters after the Patriots led 21-18 after the first quarter of play. The Gretna trapping defense and their shooting have put the clamps on the Patriots, and Adams Central down by 19. There's a pass underneath. Shot put up and good. Getting away from the defense there. Mitch Dre, he has nine. And it's 55-34. Patriots down by 21. Three players in double figures for Gretna. Very balanced scoring. 10 apiece for Calvin Ott and Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Stein with the basketball. Front court will take the three. Top of the key. Going to be short off the rim. No good. Going in, getting the offensive rebound is Calvin Ott to Barrett for three. In and out. No good. Tapped around. Grabbed by Dirks in the lane for the Patriots. Ashton Dirks down to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller fakes, drives, puts up the shot off the glass and rim and good. Matt Overmiller with the field goal. He has four. And it's 55-36, Gretna. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter of play. Jared Bloom with the basketball for Gretna. Deep on the left wing, top of the key to Cole Spurgeon. Right side to Tanner Miller. Underneath to Bloom and a whistle. And before that, a foul from behind on Calvin Ott as he pushes Jared Bloom. As Bloom got the basketball. 55-36, Dragons. With 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. Down it in the lane to Bloom. Eight-footer up. Will bounce around and then sticks now between the rim and backboard. The shot bounced high off the iron and stuck between the rim and backboard, and that means a jump ball call, and the alternate possession goes to Adams Central with the Patriots down here by 19 in this fourth quarter. 6:35, clock runs in period number four. High school basketball here on your ESPN Superstation. KXPN 1460 Kearney, Nebraska, and 1550 KICS Hastings, Nebraska, from the Heartland Hoops Classic here in Grand Island. Underneath the Ott, shoots and scores. Calvin Ott with 12, and it's 55-38. It's a good play inside tonight by Calvin, battling his big 6'4 Jared Bloom for the most part inside tonight. 12 for Ott. Front court, the Dragons with the ball. Tanner Miller with it. Miller right side now to Mitch Dre. Started by Overmiller, and a whistle. There's a foul away from the basketball on the Patriots' Calvin Ott, holding a dragon. That's three on Calvin. 16 fouls on Adams Central, four on Gretna. 55-38. Dragons inbound the ball. They have a 17-point lead. Grand Island Central Catholic, Norfolk Catholic coming up, and then Grand Island and Ralston. Final two games of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Driving is Spurgeon. Reverse layup is good. Cole Spurgeon, nice reverse move, and he has 13. 57-38. Stein out over Miller. To Calvin Ott on the left wing. Hands it to Brady Barrett. Barrett to the free throw line. Right side to Dirks. Back out to Ott. Goes into the lane, puts up a runner, partially deflected by Bloom, grabbed by the Gretna Dragons. Front court now, Cole Spurgeon to Dre, back to Spurgeon. Dragons will slow things up here a little bit, but 5:15 to go. They are in no need to be in a hurry. Up by 19, just let the clock move. Horton leave into the lane, dishes to Dre, he dribbles it back out behind the three-point arc. Against the Patriots now in a man-to-man defense. To Spurgeon, to Miller. Banner deep left corner, inside to Bloom, works against Ott, shoots and scores from about 7 feet. Jared Bloom now at 14. 59-38. Gretna by 21. Barrett front court to Overmiller. From the corner for three, off there, no good. Slapped around. Ott tries to get rid of the ball, does. Shoots it into the backcourt, picked up by Barrett, and that'll be an over and back by the Patriots. And Ott got that rebound and tossed it out, and it goes past the timeline, and it'll be basketball to the Dragons. As Andrew Jensen comes into the game, we have a timeout on the floor with 4:36 to play in the ballgame. It's Gretna 59, Adams Central 38. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Gretna Dragons with a 59-38 lead over the Adams Central Patriots in this fourth quarter of play. I want to remind you, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Our growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. Five Points Bank is also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank is your clear choice as the bank to count on. Five Points Bank is the better bank. Gretna basketball, 4:36 to play, leading 59-38. Cole Spurgeon right in front of us. Lynn down the ball for the green, gold, and white of the Gretna Dragons. Does to Tyler Ortlieb. Now to Tanner Miller. Dragons trying to get their 13th win in a row and 19th on the season. Andrew Jensen with the ball. Knocked away by Overmiller. Goes back to Jensen. Off that pass. Tanner Miller with the basketball for the Dragons. Or Matt Overmiller. Tanner Miller. For the Dragons. As the Dragons trying to take some time off the clock here. 4:11 to go. And he gets this man-to-man defense of the Patriots, kind of forcing the Patriots to come out and guard them. They run their offense against this man-to-man defense. Jensen with the ball. Hands it to Mitch Dre. Pass to Spurgeon. Eludes his defender. Shot put up. It'll go down and stay down. Cole Spurgeon has 15. 61-38, Gretna continues to just slowly but convincingly pull away from the Patriots. They've dominated this game since the first quarter of play. Brady Barrett will drive, throw up the shot, good, it will count, and he's fouled. Barrett with the basket, and one, he has 12. 61-40. 12 for Barrett. Galvinot also with 12 for Adams Central. For the Dragons, 15 for Cole Spurgeon, 14 for Jared Bloom, 10 for Tanner Miller. 8 for Sam Applegate, 9 for Mitch Dre. Very balanced scoring attack as Dave Dudney, 6'3", comes in for the Dragons. So Dudney's first appearance. And Dan Glather also back into the ballgame for the Dragons. Brady Barrett at the free throw line, and he completes the three-point play. And Barrett now has 13. The Patriots down by 20, 61-41, with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. On court, Tyler Ortley for the Gretna Dragons. Into the lane, bounce pass goes to Dedney. Back out to Glather. Glather to Dedney. Dedney to Andrew Jensen to Tyler Ortley. Most of the starters out of there except for Ortley. And back for the Dragons, and they're done for the night with 3:10 to go. Jensen now to Dave Dedney. Again, the Dragons taking a lot of time off the clock here. Patriots not forcing the foul situation. Dre with it now to Ortley. To Dedney. With under 3 minutes to play, 2:50 to go in the ballgame. Dan Glather with it, guarded by Overmiller. Patriots having to work on defense. Ball tipped out of bounds by Ashton Dirk. Patriots going to send in Blake Overmiller, who's played quite a bit this evening, and also Adam Hunt, the 6'1" junior in. Dirks goes out, Stein goes out for the Patriots, so it's Overmiller, Hunt, Zach Hollister, and Brady Barrett for Adams Central with 2:47 to go. Andrew Jensen to throw it in, far sideline for the Dragons, tipped out of bounds by Blake Overmiller. And the Dragons will throw it in once again. They do in the backcourt to Tyler Ortley. Into the front court is Tyler with the basketball. The defense there by Blake Overmiller into the lane, losing control of it. Rolls to almost the baseline. Shot put up, though, grabbing the basketball and scoring is Mitch Dre. He has 11. And it's 63-41. That's four players in double figures for the Dragons. Blake Overmiller now to Adam Hunt, to Matt Overmiller, to Brady Barrett in the lane. Shot put up on the run. It is good. Will it count? It looks like it will. Barrett back to the line for a chance at another three-point play. That's 15 for Barrett. 63-43. Gretna with 2:19 to go. Robert Schramm Martin, 6'5" in there for Gretna, and Sam Stoltenberg, a 6'3" basketball player for Gretna. Out of the game is Tyler Ortley, the starting point guard. He's done with 3 points on the night. Mitch Dre goes out. He has 11. Free throw missed by Barrett, so the lead stays at 20, 63-43. Dave Dudney for Gretna. The Stoltenberg inside to Jensen, puts up a runner and scores. Andrew Jensen, he has 4, 65-43. Gretna, three-pointer by Barrett, is no good by the Patriots. Knocked out of bounds. It's off of the Patriot. It'll be Gretna basketball. Micah Lindblad in for Adam Settle. Brady Barrett will come out. Barrett done with 15 on the night. Patriots have most of their starters out of the game. In fact, they have all their starters out of the game also. They have Blake Overmiller on the floor, Zach Hollister, Micah Lindblad, Adam Hunt, and Zach Kierkegaard, 6'2 senior, first appearance of the night for Zach Kierkegaard. With all the starters out of this basketball game, and the Patriots are going to drop their fourth game in a row and go to 13-7 on the season. Driving the baseline is Robert Schramm Martin. He's fouled in the play, and he'll go to the free throw line. On the Patriots, over the limit of fouls, Christian Hodson, who played just a little bit in the first half, the 6'4 junior back in. Zach Hollister goes out for Adams Central. He had 2 tonight. Brady Barrett had 15. Calvinott 12 for Adams Central. To the free throw line, Schramm Martin, 1 and bonus. Makes the first, earns the bonus. 66-43. So Adams Central will fall to 13-7, and Gretna will go to 19-1 in their 13th consecutive victory. Second free throw off, no good. Hodson with the rebound for Adams Central. 66-43, the final 1 minute and 40 seconds. As Hunt with the basketball goes to the floor, lost control of it. Dudney out of there with it and gives it up to Stoltenberg as the Patriots turn it over there. Sam Stoltenberg. Mark Gretton into the front court to Dave Dudney. Dudney's 6'3" out there. Glather now with the ball to Andrew Jensen. Jensen loops it on the wing to Dudney. To Schramm Martin. Top of the key now to Glather. Dishes back out to Stoltenberg. Into the lane. Hop step. Trying to get rid of the ball. Now we'll turn and shoot from about 7 feet. Going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Zach Kierkegaard for Adams Central. So Zach across the timeline for the Patriots. 1 minute to play. And this will be over for the Adams Central Patriots. There's a pass shot put up by Overmiller. It's knocked out of there, blocked out of there, and it goes to the Dragons. Adams Central 21 first quarter points, 22 the last three quarters of play. And the Dragons have the ball in the final 45. We'll tick away here. Robert Schramm Martin gives it up to Dan Glather for the Dragons. Glather into the lane, puts up a runner off the glass and good. Nice shot there. Glather, his first field goal. And it's 68-43, and the Patriots will have work to do before they go to Kearney Catholic next Friday and host Hastings High next Saturday to conclude the regular season. And they'll be on a four-game losing streak. Kierkegaard, front court for the Patriots. Zach with it. His pass is deflected. And coming out of there with it is Jensen as the Patriots turn it over one more time. The final 10 seconds. Quickly, the front court. Schramm Martin will drive. He's fouled on the play with 9 seconds to go. And to the free throw line is going to go Robert Schramm Martin to shoot a couple for the Dragons. 9 seconds to play. It's 68-43. Stay tuned for the Misco's postgame show. In and out on the first by Schramm Martin. Fouled in the act. He'll shoot his second. And coming up will be the Misco's postgame show. We'll talk about this one, wrap things up, and get you ready for the next game between Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. Second free throw good by Schramm Martin. 69-43. Patriots inbound in the backcourt. Hodson now inbounds the basketball, and the Patriots will the time go down as they get it across the timeline. Driving all the way is Adam Hunt. He will shoot and score at the buzzer. And Adam Hunt scores the final field goal of the game. And this basketball game is over. And the final score, all Gretna Dragons, the final three quarters. The final score, Gretna 69, Adams Central 45. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
The Gretna Dragons pull away and pull away in a big way the final three quarters of this game to defeat the Adams Central Patriots 69-45 at the Heartland Event Center at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Adams Central jumps out to the lead after one quarter. Patriots led 21-18 after the first quarter, but Gretna outscores Adams Central 51-24. Final three quarters of the game. The Dragons come back and outscore Adams Central 13-4 in the second quarter. Gretna led 31-25 at halftime. Dragons outscore the Patriots 22-9 in the third quarter, led 53-34 going into the fourth, and Adams Central could get no closer than, 19 points in that fourth quarter play, and the Dragons go on to win it by the score of 69-45, outscoring the Patriots 16-11 in period number four. So Adams Central outscored 31-25 in the first half, 38-20 in the second half, and including 35-13 in the middle two quarters. And the Patriots drop it to the Dragons 69-45. For Adams Central, Brady Barrett leads the way with 15 points. Calvin Ott had 12, 7 for Nick Stein, only 4 for Matt Obermiller, 3 for Ashton Dirks, 2 for Zach Hollister, and 2 for Adam Hunt. 15 for Barrett, 12 for Calvin Ott. Balanced scoring, 4 in double figures for the Dragons. 15 for Cole Spurgeon, 14 for Jared Bloom, 11 for Mitch Dre, 10 for Tanner Miller, 4 for Andrew Jensen, 3 for Tyler Ortlieb, two each for Dan Glaser and Robert Schramm Martin. So 15 Spurgeon, 14 Bloom, 11 Dre off the bench, by the way, and 10 for starter Tanner Miller. And the Dragons, 11 out of 16 from the line, pull away after treading by three after the first quarter, using their trapping defense, forcing turnovers, and getting that offense in gear after the first quarter of play. They did score 18 points in the first, but scored another 51 the final three quarters, and won the game 69-45. So Adams Central has now dropped four games in a row, and they are now 13-7 on the year. They will conclude their regular season next Friday at Kearney Catholic on the road, and next Saturday at home against Hastings High School in a Hastings battle 1 week from tonight. The Dragons of Gretna, now 19-1 on the year. They've won 13 games in a row, and they will be taking on Omaha Scott Catholic at home next Tuesday. Norris at home next Friday, conclude their regular season at Omaha Gross Catholic on February 22nd. This is the Misco's postgame show, by the way. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. With a great selection of brand name clothing, shoes and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The Misco's postgame show. Gretna wins it by the score of 69-45 over the Adams Central Patriots, turning the middle two quarters, outscoring the Patriots 35-13 in the second and third quarters combined, turning a three-point first-quarter deficit into a big lead after three, and the Dragons go on to win it 69-45. So six games now complete at the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Events Center. The results so far today in overtime: Centura beat Sandy Creek 46-40. Sutton defeated Pierce 44-39. Fremont Bergen, Archbishop Bergen over Kearney Catholic 63-50. Hastings Saints of Sea beat Milford 52-45. Ravenna lost to Boys Town 67-53. And Gretna over Adams Central 69-45. Coming up, number one ranked in C1, Norfolk Catholic takes on number two in C1. Grand Island Central Catholic, that game scheduled for 7:30, about 25 minutes from now. And the final game scheduled for 9:15, Class A's Grand Island Senior High, the Islanders, will host Class B's Ralston at 9:15. You can hear both those games right here on the ESPN Superstation, 1460 KXPN Kearney, Nebraska, and 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and also on our sister station, Classic Hits, that's KKPR-FM 98.9. So those last two games on both ESPN Superstation and Classic Hits 98.9. Well, that will do it for the coverage from the Adams Central game with Gretna here this evening at this Heartland Hoops event. 6 of 8 in the books. And again, the final score here, the Gretna Dragons 69, the Adams Central Patriots 45. Gretna goes to 19-1 on the year. Adams Central drops their fourth in a row, and they are 13-7 on the season. Again, the final score, Gretna 69, Adams Central 45. We'll be back with you in just a little while here at the Heartland Events Center. Doug Duda will be joining you for the final two games and the play-by-play. Randy Bushcutter did a great job on his four today. I had the pleasure of doing two today, and Doug Duda will be in for the final two here from the Heartland Events Center, Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Grand Island Central Catholic Norfolk Catholic Final. So join us in just a little bit at the Heartland Hoops Classic. This is Blaine Bulis reminding you, have a great rest of the weekend.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
That should be so easy to do.